As you can tell, because I'm podcasting and because it is Friday, who does that? What's that podcast? There's someone who does that on their podcast. Who is it? Friday. No, it's a podcast I listen to, I think. And of course, there is the podcast that goes, "It's Friday, it's Friday. Shalem de malaklumba de begin shalem alomadu. It's Friday, it's Friday." I do not know what that podcast is saying. I think it's foreign, some kind of foreign podcast. But in Australia, we just say, "It's Friday."
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I do not know what that podcast is saying.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 469 of the BFO for Friday, the 20th of November 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has gotten all kinds of comments about yesterday's show. And y'all, I've got just a little footnote to add to yesterday's show. Oh, a footnote! Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, it is the weekend. It is here. It is upon us. And y'all, I just want to remind everyone that tonight, Friday night, the 20th, is the leather blackout at the patrickspubonline.com, which the door, as of this recording, the doors are still open, and we're expecting them to be open tomorrow night, or on Friday night, Black Friday, you let it out of the bag, you're recording on Thursday, but nobody gives a shit. Y'all, it seems like there's somebody else that says that. Somebody, there's a podcast that always says when they're recording it and then says nobody gives a shit. And you know, they're right. Nobody gives a shit.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald.
This just into the BFO invitation desk. Daniel Beaver has neither accepted nor declined the invitation to patrickspubonline.com tonight.
I will not do that. No. So, y'all, since the Sea Hag won't do that, let's do this.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat K. Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Gosh. To the Fat K-A-B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty Online.
That is correct, y'all. And y'all, we are in the Fat Cave right now because, y'all, I don't have it right in front of me of when all these different shows are coming to an end. But y'all, you know, we're in the November sweeps, the sweeps. And I know, as my peeps, oh, Black Friday, we'd love to be your peeps. BF's peeps. Maybe that'll be today's show. Oh, Black Friday, that's a good one. BF's peeps. And y'all, I know that we're getting close to the end on a couple of these shows in the next few weeks because, you know, we're running into the Thanksgiving and then all the Christmas specials are going to be starting up and everything. And Excuse me, a gentleman caller just left a few minutes ago, so I'm a little, ooh. But y'all, the Big Run, if you're not watching the Big Run, shame on you, because this is one of the best seasons that they've had. And y'all, they are down to the last, I think it's, they're down to the last three couples. It's the Globetrotters and the Gay Boys and the blonde boy and his cunty girlfriend. Oh, did I say? Oh, Big Friday, do not use that outside voice. But y'all, the Gay Boys are just fantastic, and there may be another couple also, but I don't know. I don't know, Big Friday. You're supposed to know these things. No, but anyway, y'all, it's getting good, and it'll be over in the next couple of weeks. Anyway, also this week is the ending of the dancing. With the Tards, as some people call it. And y'all, I think that's just ugly to say that. But y'all, the final three are that Maya. And y'all, I don't really think she should be included. Because, y'all, she's a singer, and singers have to dance nowadays. And then there's that Donny Osmond. Y'all, he's just too old. He's too old to be doing this stuff. He's going to break a hip. He's gonna break a hip, and then it's that Kelly Osbourne, and y'all, she's just batshit crazy. But y'all, she's grown up a lot. She's grown up a lot on this show, and maybe her parents need to go on it so they can grow up a lot. But anyway, that is coming to an end this week, I can tell you that. And the Survivor, y'all, the Survivor is good this time too, because y'all, they've got that crazy man Russell on there. And y'all, all he does while he's on the island is go and hunt the hidden immunity idols, and y'all, he's gotten very good at it, and you know, he's a scoundrel. He's just a scoundrel, y'all. And I am recording this before the end of the project runway, and anyway, so it ended, it has come to an end, so, but I don't know. Oh, no, I do not know who it is. Excuse me, that has made it into the finals of that. And y'all, it seems like there's some other things that I'm watching, but I don't remember what they are. So, that's the Fat Cave Report. And I know some of you can't stand the fucking Fat Cave Report, and I know there are others that just love when Big Fatty goes down into the Fat Cave to talk about the quiz programs. Y'all, does your city have a... the South Carolina has a sales tax holiday. Right before school starts. It's right before school starts, and you can get your school supplies. And, y'all, they run down this whole list of things that you can get. And, y'all, for some reason, wedding dresses is listed as a school supply. I don't understand that, but, you know, somehow it's a school supply. And, but, y'all, we have got coming up on Black Friday, which is a week from today, on Black Friday. That is the day that Julian over there at the Foul Monkeys, he does not leave the house, y'all, because it is Friday. And anyway, coming up on Black Friday here in South Kakalaki, we are going to have a very special sales tax holiday. Would you like to guess what the sales tax, what you don't have to pay sales tax on Friday, y'all? Here, I'm just going to give you a little second to think about it. Y'all, Black Friday, there is a sales tax holiday on guns. Guns! I mean, what kind of fucked up place is this? Oh, Black Friday, we know it's fucked up. That's where you're from. Oh, Black Friday. Now, y'all, I got quite a few comments. I evidently inappropriately touched several people with yesterday's... self-evaluation podcast, you know, to kind of, you know, light a little fire under your fannies. Oh, Big Freddy, you said fanny. But y'all, there was a couple other things that I forgot to mention. And y'all, like I said, I was not talking to anyone in particular.
It's clear that a lot of people thought I was talking about them because they have written about Big Friday. Why? How did you know that I needed to hear that? Big Friday was talking to me today. But I'm going to tell you something. If you're having job problems or if you've been laid off or something like that, let me just tell you something. There has never in the history of the world, never in the history of the world been anyone to be sitting at home and the doorbell rings and someone, you open the door and they say, "Oh, Larry, we would like to hire you and give you lots of money and you are perfect for the job." And y'all, it's never happened. And you know what? It's never going to happen. So get your ass up and get out of the house. Because, y'all, it is counterproductive to sit around the house all the time. I don't care if you don't get out and look for a job. Get out of the house. Nothing is going to happen in the house, y'all. Get up and go out. Go walking around. You may see a sign in the store. Oh, we need a fat person to say hello and no to people when they come in the store. And y'all, they're hiring fat people this time of year because that Santa Claus is going to get the H1N1, and y'all, they're all going to die, so they're going to need extra ones. But y'all, get off your ass and get out. And I know it is much easier to pull the covers up over your head and go, "No, Big Freddy, we do not want to do that." But I'm telling you, it ain't ever happened and it ain't ever gonna happen. So get off your ass. Big Freddy has spoken on this one. Oh, Big Freddy, we listen to you. You are the wise old oaf. Oaf. Poor Big Freddy. Oh, Big Freddy called himself an oaf. Oh, y'all, I'm going to go over here and look at some some e-letters that I have received here recently because, y'all, I've been neglecting them. I've been neglecting them. Y'all, Stephen the Uck has written to Big Freddy. And there are some things that people have been sending to Big Freddy that may have to go on Big Freddy's crema list. Let me just say that. and y'all, Stephen the Uck has sent me this thing. And y'all, it's called the Real Touch. And y'all, go over to realtouch.com. That's realtouch.com. And there is no www required there. And y'all, it is the future of adult entertainment. And y'all, Big Freddy went over and looked at this. And y'all, you get over there and you select straight or gay. So I immediately select gay. And y'all, first of all, there's hotties over there. But y'all, it is some sort of mechanical butthole. And y'all, evidently, you program it or something like that, and it simulates the butthole of your favorite porn star. And it is the mechanical butthole. Oh, Big Freddy, you've got to do away with BF Peeps and make the name of the show Mechanical Butthole. Okay, I'll do that. Mechanical Butthole. Y'all, it's not often that I change it, but that's a classic right there. It's just a classic. And y'all, there are different... There are different parts of this mechanical butthole thing. And part number one says it feels, its lifelike orifice tightens and squeezes to feel like actual penetration, while the dual belt drive simulate a variety of sexual positions. The lube reservoir generates natural levels of wetness, while the heating element warms to actual human body temperature. And y'all, the servo motors control precise belt movements for optimal pleasure. And y'all, then it has, you can get, it looks like you can get videos of all these different porn stars. I don't think y'all can hear this, but anyway. But y'all, it is different porn stars, and you can simulate their buttholes. And I don't know, really know how it works. But anyway, you can... it's interesting. So, Stephen the Uck, thank you so much for passing that along. And y'all, if anyone really, really wants to make Big Fatty giggle for Christmas, realtouch.com. And I promise, I will use it on the show. Oh, Big Fatty, that would be worth $199 just to hear that. Yes, I said $199. Okay. y'all, I also got something. Y'all, Dennis, who was former Larry the Lurker from out there in the Colorado, y'all, he's gone batshit crazy. No longer the Lurker. And y'all, he has sent me something that that Big Fatty talked about. I believe I talked about it during the holidays last year, but it's worth mentioning again, y'all. And y'all, it is the edible anus. And Big Fatty, I'm seeing a trend. You're talking about the mechanical butthole and the edible anus. Yes, I do believe there is a trend. But y'all, this comes from the Uck, y'all, and only the Uck can make the edible anus. And I maybe Stephen the Uck or Naught or John from Ely or, you know, who knows? Maybe somebody over there has got an edible anus and would like to tell me more about their edible anus. But y'all, it is a chocolate anus. And by the way, there's a plane landing here in the Fat Cave as we speak. And y'all, the edible anus is available for worldwide shipping and is manufactured by hand. Of course, an edible anus has to be made by hand, but perhaps I should get one of those for my grandson. You know, a hand and edible anus. Oh, Big Fatty, you had to go there, didn't you? And y'all, they use only the best quality raw ingredients. Oh, Big Fatty! Y'all, it's evidently some sort of limited edition. Oh, there's a limited edition solid silver anus. Who knew? Oh, Big Fatty. But y'all, you can go over to edible. Wait a minute, where is this? Oh, you do have to use the www over in the Uck. So it's www.edibleanus.com. EDIBLEANUS.com. So anyway, Dennis, thank you so much. And he says that maybe if somebody sends that to Big Fatty, that I can give a testicle-monial. Oh! That Dennis. Y'all, Bjorn sent me something here also, and it is... something else for y'all. If you're looking for something, these are all hard. These are all items for people that are hard to buy for, or maybe just hard. But y'all, these are the bacon. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, these are the bacon flavored envelopes. And y'all, you can find out about it. Just goggle bacon flavored envelopes. And you'll see it. So anyway, where's the thing that he sent me? It was some sort of CNET thing. But y'all, he's afraid that I would eat the envelopes before I was able to use them. And that may be true, y'all. Now, y'all, at the Patrick's Pub tonight, we are having the blackout lockup. We are having the Jello shots, black and blue Jello shots. We're having the cash raffle, 50-50 cash raffle, and the bar tab for the...
I do not know what that podcast is saying.
Well, we're saying that it's going to be a hootenanny.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.